Blessed be the name of the Lord, my brothers and sisters. We are delighted to have walked through Matthew chapter 5 by His grace, and now we wish to conclude this series with the ninth verse. The ninth verse of Matthew chapter 5 of the Blessed Beatitude. And it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What a time to talk about the peace of God. To talk about peace. When the world's peace has led to a more disturbing conflict, confusion, chaos everywhere, wars, disaster, and yet we are talking about peace. Why? Because the peace of God is different from the peace of the world. But the Bible says, when they shall say peace, peace, then shall sudden destruction come among them. So definitely the world cannot experience peace because they do not have the Prince of Peace. So when Jesus was leaving the earth, He gave us peace. Just like a father, Solomon said, a good father will leave an inheritance for his son. And as Abraham wanted to pass on, he gave other of his children and his servants, he gave them gifts. But to Isaac, his son, he gave all his inheritance. So Jesus, when he was leaving the earth, he wanted to give us an inheritance. And what he gave to us was peace. Yes. So in John chapter 14 verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So peace I leave with you, but my peace I give unto you. So we can see, therefore, that God, through His Son, has given us peace. And I will often divide this peace into twofold. One is peace with God, and the other is the peace of God. First is peace with God, and then the other is the peace of God. Now, if we look closer to the peace with God, we'll see in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we know that we were enemies of the cross. We're enemies of God. The Bible says that carnally-minded person is an enemy with God. So, we are enemies of God. We had no dealings with Him. Abhors sin. So definitely, because we are carriers of sin, there was this enmity that existed between we and God and His kingdom. We are alienated from the kingdom of God, from the program of God, having our understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in us because of the blindness of our heart. That's what Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 tells us. But because Jesus Christ came, He brought peace between us and God. He brought this peace between us and His Father. He became the mediator. He reconciled us back to God. So we see also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says that, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now are He reconciled." So He reconciled us back to God. We that are understand, we are darkened, we have the blindness of the heart. That's the blindness we talked about. We are poor, we are nothing, you know. So we are blind to the kingdom of God. Now He has reconciled us, giving us peace. But not only did He bring us to God by way of peace, but also He has also giving us his own peace. How do I mean? The peace of God. And what do I mean by that? When God accepts us as his friend, we are no longer his enemies, we are now at peace with him, we begin to commune with him, then he lays in our heart his peace. And this peace is what the world cannot understand, because at this point in time, there could be troubles, there will be temptation, there will be persecution, but we are rest assured, we have the hope of salvation, we have trust in him, and thereby there is peace in our heart, like that of like a river that flows in our heart. Peace of God is in us. We see in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, he said, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ." The peace that's the heart that was once darkened, that was once blind, now we can see that that same heart will be ruled by peace. That same heart will be ruled by peace. The same heart that was once darkened. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, the Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Let the peace of God rule in your heart. This is after you have made peace with him, then you also allow peace, the peace that he will give, to rule in our hearts. So it is very important that as children of God, that we receive the peace of God in us. Now, Jesus does not only give us peace, but he declares us as peacemakers. As children of God, we are declared as peacemakers. That's why he said that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Now, when we say peacemakers, it's not saying, the Bible is not referring to someone who makes peace between two other human beings. He's not talking about someone who brings peace between two nations. He's not talking about someone bringing peace between two people who are quarreling, who are having disputes. That's not the peacemaker he's talking about. That's not how we are called peacemakers. But peacemaker is, we need to understand the first person, the first son of God, who was a peacemaker. And we see that Jesus Christ was a peacemaker. We see in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14, the Bible says that, "For he is our peace, who had made both one, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us," between who are us, between ourselves and God, "having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." So before God is telling us to be peacemakers, Jesus tells us to be peacemakers. He himself, who is the Prince of Peace, he is a peacemaker. And how did he make peace? He made peace by breaking the partition, breaking that dividing factor, that thing that made us enemies with God, the enemies of God. He broke that barrier and then drew us closer, reconciled us back to God. And having reconciled us back to God, he gave us a ministry called the Ministry of Reconciliation. This ministry of reconciliation is what makes us peacemakers. So we cannot claim to be peacemakers if we are not able to reconcile people back to where they ought to come from. Every man came from God, and so for that purpose, if we will reconcile, we are not just reconciling a husband to the wife, we are not just reconciling a father to the son, but we are reconciling the men back to the source of life, which is God. That is the peacemaker. We are not between two humans, but now between ourselves and God. Just the same way Jesus reconciled us back to God, we are to reconcile others back to God. That's what makes us peacemaker. And I can tell you that the gospel that we preach is called the gospel of peace. In Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul was giving us the old armor, when God was giving us the old armor through God, through Paul, he told us how that this armor, we must have our shoe shod with our shoe for the preparation of the gospel of peace. So the gospel itself is called the gospel of peace. Why? Because it brings peace between man and God. Amen. But you know, when this gospel of peace is being preached, it does not bring peace immediately to the hearer. You can see that in Acts chapter 2, when the gospel was being preached to those devout Jews who were present at Jerusalem at that time, first it brought trouble. It troubled the sinner. So the gospel of peace is one that troubles the sinner. It troubled them. And they could not, when they could not accommodate it, when they could not contain what these words were that were being told to them, and they, because their heart could not contain it, they had to, it pricked them in their heart. And they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? And when they got to hear the truth, then they got to know the prerequisite for peace with God, for making peace with God. So the word of God, the gospel, is called the gospel of peace, but it doesn't bring peace immediately. First of all, it troubles the heart. It makes the hearer cry out and say that he is unworthy. Then God brings him closer, washes that sinner, cleanses that sinner, and make him have peace inside of him. Amen. So for us to claim, for we to be peacemakers, we have to reconcile. And yet, that's why he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's the way we can be called the children of God. It means that we have received instruction from God, we have become his image, and it is high time to dish out. You cannot give what you don't have. So at first, remember, when we came into the world, when we came into the kingdom, first of all, because we were poor in spirit, we saw the condition that we had to mourn. After mourning, then Jesus Christ came forth and taught us, cleansed us, washed us off those our stains, and also comforted us by his spirit, by his word, by the sincere milk of the gospel. After which he began to teach us to be humble, to be meek, to be lowly, not to be proud, and then gave us that hunger and thirst in our heart. After which he fills us up with himself, with his spirit. When he fills us, then we are filled with him, and our bowels of mercy is enlarged towards others. We begin to act the way God acts, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. The same way we exhibit such mercy, such pity, such compassion to others. And then this compassion, we do it in purity, this compassion will help us to make peace, to bring peace between a man and God. It is through this compassion, it's through this mercy, that we are able to make peace between man and God. And that's the way it can be said of us, truly we are sons of God. Truly we have come to a certain stage of maturity where we can be mediators, where we can reconcile people from their sin back to their Savior. So this process is what Jesus was speaking of when he was talking about the beatitude, the blessedness of one who is coming into the kingdom of heaven. It is crucial, it is essential that whatever we have received, it is not only for us. We must go out and produce our kind. And in producing our kind, we are set to make peace. We become peacemakers. May the Lord bless us richly. Keep this word in our hearts. Let it bring forth fruit, and that our fruits might abide. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.